y'all have any horses?
No, we don't have any horses. No, we just have a mule.
You have one now?
Yes.
Did you have horses when you were growing up?
Yes, we had a horse. My brother was going to ride him one day, and then we didn't have a problem. And threw him off and just tore that face all up. Coming down, the horse was coming down the hill. My other brother had him by his mane.
Yeah.
And he got it loose and went down the hill too fast, and he fell off.
They were riding Delta?
You were Dr. Brower.
Side saddle?
Yes.
Did you ever ride on one?
No, I haven't ever.
I saw one recently. I don't see how people manage to stay on that.
They say it's better to stay on the saddle than adjust the horse's back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you say to a horse if he's standing still and you want him to get started?
So get up.
Okay. And what if he's already moving and he wanted to go faster? You tell him.
You wrap him with the rope.
Yeah. Is there anything you tell him?
Get up.
Okay. Same thing if he stands still or if he's already moving.
Yes.
Okay. What if you want him to stop?
Say whoa.
And if you want him to back up?
Say back up.
And how do you call hogs?
Piggy.
Okay. And what about sheep?
I don't know too much about sheep.
You never heard anyone call sheep?
No.
What about chickens?
The chick, chick, chickle.
Okay. And if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to
clean them up or curry the horse.
Okay. I need to what the horse?
Cut the mane. Horse the mane.
Yeah. But you want to put the
saddle.
Yeah. If you're going to say, hitch him, before you hitch him to a buggy or wagon, you have to
harness him up.
Okay. And when you're plowing or driving a horse, what you hold in your hand is called
the line.
And if you're riding on a horse,
you hold the galley strap.
The what?
Galley strap.
Okay. And
brow strap. That's what brow strap.
Okay. And what do you have in your feet in?
The saddle, the feet place on the saddle. I don't know what they call them.
Okay. And if you're plowing with two horses, well, if you're plowing, the things that the plow cuts is called the
ground.
Yeah, but those sort of ditch type thing that it cuts is called the
blade.
Yeah, but in the ground, the
furs.
Okay. And when you're plowing and you have two horses, the one that walks in the fur is called the
lead horse.
Okay. Do you know what the other one's called?
No.
Okay. And if something's, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little
distance.